Hey friends, welcome back to another CouchCat stream. I'm your host Pizen, and I totally did not forget to go live before 7 p.m. Thank you, chat. I'm here today. I'm riding solo. Solo dolo. Do people still say solo dolo? Unfortunately, Crazy Five couldn't be here. Other friends couldn't be here, so I'm here. What do you mean? We good? Do I sound good? I did a mic check with myself. Chat, let me know if I'm okay. It's better now. Okay, sweet. All right. So, dude, you guys can't troll me. Anyway, so tonight, we have a lot of topics to cover. All right, friends. I'm looking everywhere because I have all these chats open right now. But we're talking about Idol MMO entering phase one of testing, if you even know what that is. Okay, so there's a poll right now. Do you care about Idol MMO? And if you know what it is, let me know if you care. Also, Bombs, I'm gonna have a mod ban you if you keep trying to troll me. We also are gonna talk about the community event because it's on the horizon. Did anyone else forget that the community event was gonna happen? I did. I'm pretty sure I did. We're also gonna go over the weekly guild stats here, and we're going to cover the 12th progress report for the seasonal guild leaderboard. Within Simple ML. But yes, people are okay. But before I talk about what I've been up to, chat, how have you been collectively? How have you been for the last, since Thursday? You guys doing what you're doing? You guys still playing Simple ML? Muted Bombs, thank you for the five, but also stop trolling me, you loser. Yeah, you're a troll. Okay, but yeah, how's everyone been doing since Thursday? Can you let me know? Meh? Okay, we got Logna saying meh. While everyone's answering that, real quick, shout out to all of our members. So we now have members available for the YouTube, okay? And yeah, shout out to Cutie, shout out to Ace, shout out to now Cheap Hugs, and also shout out to Dagon. So yeah, OG members right there, they get really cool freaking like little badges, and they will evolve over time, like Twitch. So the longer you're a member, the cooler your little badge is going to become. But let's see here. Cheap Hug says, I dislike that the diamond discounts are all gone. F my life. Sure thing. Loch Ness again says meh. Storm says a lot of content. Yeah, tonight there's a lot of content. And the best thing is we have articles and all this. So I don't have to like give anyone else credit. We can all look at CouchCat articles. Cheap Hugs with another five says Hugs was X. Thank you for that life update, Hugs. I'm sure that means something. Silverwolf is here from Wolfblood, and he says, taking it easy. Yeah, I am too, with the legacy Wolfblood shirt. There's now a new Wolfblood shirt as part of the guild series in the merch store. The link's down in the description. It's also at our website at the top right corner. There's like a little URL that you can, a hyperlink you can click, and there's a brand new Wolfblood shirt with an awesome logo. I'm still waiting on Babel, the Babel sample, by the way. So if you're from Babel, which I don't even know if Babel even watches the stream, but yeah, those shirts are coming. Amelia says, my health is shitty, but I'm cooking a brownie s'more thing, so that'll fill the void. Yeah, I guess that will. I love anything s'mores. I love, like, I'm a sucker. You know, there. I saw a meme that was like, you know, I like my coffee black, but I'm also a sucker for, like, fritzy lattes. And anything s'more flavored, I'll freaking guzzle. You know what I mean? It's pretty bad. It's so much sugar in those things. All right. Storm says, I've been doing well. How about you, Pizen? Oh, I've been doing great. All right. I've been doing great. So this is what I've been doing. I've been reading multiple books at once. I've been pushing my books because I want a CouchCat book club. I don't know if it'll ever happen. But I just finished Bourdain, which is like, it's about Anthony Bourdain. So if you saw his latest the documentary that pretty much was capturing the last you know, a couple years of his life. This is like the book companion to that. I'm a huge Anthony Bourdain fan. So I just finished that. Really great book. It's got all of his friends in it, you know, all the different perspectives. I started rereading, this is for the manga heads here, okay? I started rereading Natsume Book of Friends. I really like yokai manga. And I think Natsume is like really wholesome, that blend of yokai and slice of life that I really dig. So I'm rereading that. I'm still reading Incredible Winston Brown, this random book I got for like $2 on Prime. So it's been really good so far. I'm still playing BattleBit Remastered with the homies. So every Saturday, we actually have been doing like Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but every weekend the CouchCat crew plays, you know, some type of game. We're generally playing BattleBit Remastered, sometimes Phasmo, and a couple other games. So if you're around, you know, that's not behind a paywall. You can come hang out with us. You can play with us. In BattleBit Remastered, it's like 8-man squads. So we can have a CouchCat deep squad, if you know what I mean. Is that demonetizable? Anyway. And then we're also watching... So me and Kimcher is my alt. We're supposed to watch The Outlaws. It's on Netflix. It's a movie. If anyone has seen this movie, let me know if it's good or not. I don't know. It's got some good actors in it, but... eh. You know what I mean? It's Netflix. Let's see. Hoodie says, I only watch the stream for dads and there's no dads here. I'm a upcoming dad. Does that count? Bomb says, no diamond discount. Sad, but huge boost last week made me think he cared about us more to do boost on weekend. Hopefully this is more of a 72-60 hour boost instead. Well, they just made a huge... They got rid of stuff in the game and then they boosted us after to like the Men in Black wipe. They're like, hey, you just got rid of a bunch of... Oh, a boost? Sweet. Alucard is here. Yeah, Alucard, the samples are... They ship. So I'm hoping they come, I think, Saturday. It's Saturday or Sunday. They might come Sunday. Krakatoa says, Babel peeps, do watch your stream. Thank you for confirming that. Book Club podcast wins, says Storm. Book Club. Yeah, you know, we're going to add a membership. Just $13.99 a month. You can get into the book. Nah, it'll be free. We'll figure something out. Keeban says, when are you guys bringing back the daily Minecraft videos? That never happened. That never... Cutie says, slice of life equals no story, nothing happens. If you've never read Natsume Book of Friends, you don't understand. You literally don't understand what you're missing. And if you have Crunchyroll, they have like all the current seasons on there, and it's like a one-for-one adaptation, so it's worth it. Caveman says, couch cat needs a stuffed cat I can put on my couch. Gotta be baby chewable friendly. Amelia says, a dad in waiting. Storm says, rip in-game gambling. Yeah, so they got rid of in-game gambling in Simple ML. That's a good thing. I don't think gambling belongs in games. You're already making us pay for some type... Okay, you're not making us, but you already have a membership where we can pay into the game. There's already diamonds. There's already stuff that, you know, incentivizes buying in-game currency. Let's just not do the gambling, too. I think that just kind of brings out really bad behavior. Yeah. Fucking guys are... You're prime examples. Silver Rule says, Papa Pison. I know, it's going to be weird, huh? Like, we just got used to calling Crazy Fi Papa Fi. Keeban says, when Couch Cat Baby comes out, we're going to have 24/7 streams of Dream Daddy, the dad dating simulator. Yeah, that's not going to happen either, Keeban. I remember when that game came out. Does anyone ever remember Sky Williams? If you watch Video Game Donkey, you knew Sky Williams. And I think he did like a joke video on that game. And that's how I saw that. I was like, what the fuck are you doing, Sky? But then, you know, a bunch of drama came out and his channel shit the bed. If you're a League of Legends player, you know Sky Williams. But Bomb says, no more degenerate gamblers. So true, dude. Cheap Hug says, or Hugs for short, I never win at gambling, so good riddance. Amelia says, my t-shirt has been delivered to my mother-in-law's and Dave hasn't been here since. Have you shipped my mug? We still have like what? Like a week and a half or some shit? I'm not shipping that mug yet. Kirby says, we need more gambling. No, dude. I need my fix. This is why we don't need it in the game. Yeah, there's gambling discords. You can be degenerate outside of the game if you want. Dislike stream over bad gambling opinion. Come on, Storm, don't be like that. JK. All right. Well, it's good to see everyone here. Yeah, I guess I kind of covered it all already, but the first thing I wanted to cover is the Babel shirt, the shipping update. So it's on its way. The shirt will have the same logo size as the hoodie, because primarily Babel wants it to be a hoodie, which is cool. So it'll be a one for one, you know, so we'll see how it looks. It's pixel art. It's our first pixel art merch, so hopefully it looks good. This is really good art. Okay, here's a reminder, everyone. The first ever coffee stream since like a month and a half ago is happening this Saturday, 8 a.m. U.S. Eastern. So I'm going to schedule that stream tomorrow, either tonight or tomorrow. Yeah, no, probably tomorrow. So everyone can see. YouTube will show that in your time zone. But coffee stream, I'm doing it early, 8 a.m. And hopefully Amelia will be there from Rain Factory. King Cowles, the same one who's fallen from fame from TPC, will be there. At least I think so. James MG, who used to be Midnight Rain, should be there. I haven't talked to him since asking him to come on to the stream. So James is kind of like an elusive phantom. And then Ubi said he was free too. Which I don't know. Is that a good idea? It's a show I made with Ubi, but like Ubi doesn't play the game. But everyone, it's going to be wild. It's definitely an EU episode. So if you're from EU, or if you're going to watch this VOD later, just know it's coming. So 8 a.m. Saturday, the 22nd. And it will have its own VOD as well. Okay, now let's talk about chat. You see the poll, right? So I have a poll that's active, and it says, do you care about Idle MMO? We have 61% who says yeah. Okay, now it's 58%. Thanks for voting. 58% say yeah, 70% say nah, and then 25% say maybe, baby. And that's a default option, but no, I made that up. Okay, so it's a mixed bag here, but most of you are you know, you care a little bit about Idle MMO. So one, CouchCat does Idle MMO content. We have videos, we have articles. Two, it's a game by Galahad Creative, and it's now in phase one testing. So let me show you what that means. It essentially means nothing unless you're a phase one tester. We have some phase one testers in chat, but I'm not one of them. All right. Flashbang warning, everyone. Was that a little too late? That was probably a little too late. Let's zoom in here. You guys see this shit? All right. There wasn't really a lot to write about this, by the way, but it entered phase one testing. Was it yesterday? July 19th. Yeah, yesterday. And here's Mike saying it started, and to make sure you get the general announcement role to be notified on how to get access to phase two. I'm pretty sure, because he said this in the blog post, you just, you know, you submit with your email and you get selected. Phase one was more a close circle. You can go there. You can see by the roles who's actually testing the game. But yeah, moment of silence for anyone who wasn't selected. So pretty much everyone. Yeah, it's good and bad. It's bad if you wanted to be a phase one tester, which was kind of like shooting for the stars, right? It's good because if you care about Idle MMO, it means we're that much closer to actually seeing what this game is going to be. There should be sneak peek drops, if I'm correct with that, Keeban. There should be sneak peek drops in the Discord, so screens of what's going on, and then we're that much closer to phase two, unless it's like completely broken. Yeah, Keeban says, I'm a phase one or get wrecked. Yeah, so. You know, phase one was just gatekeeped by all the old legacy Simple MMO players who don't even play Simple MMO. Is that a take? Is that correct? I'll run with it. You know what? Fuck it. But yeah, I wanted to bring that up. It entered phase one testing. So. And then now, why? Here, we'll hide that real quick. Yeah, pretty sweet. Now let's talk about the community event. I almost forgot. I was like, thank God I have a script today because I'm all alone. We're going to talk about the community event. So first and foremost, let me end this poll, okay? Actually, are people still joining? I'll leave it up. We'll leave it up. The community event was announced in the Simple Moon official Discord a couple days ago. And is it going to drop on the Google App Store release? It's in the Q&A. I'm pretty sure it's iOS, Android, and browser for Idle MMO. Yeah. Here we go. Community event. So this dropped 18th of July by yours truly. Just kidding. By Crazify over here. Yeah. So Wicked dropped her yearly message in the official Discord. And if, for those of you who don't know, if you're super new to the game, which if you're new to the game, every event's cool to you, right? But this is one of the bigger events of the year. This is a community event. This is where the Galahad Creative or Simplemo staff goes to the community, goes to the community for submissions, art specifically. And it's a community, or it's an event where all the like event rewards or unlocks, the NPCs, I believe, in all that stuff is submitted and created by the community. And you'll see here, it's a long list. Okay. So they're looking for pets, special items, avatars, the general event unlocks, I mean, even food here, and then enemy NPCs. But then they're also mixed in, you know, they're mixed in with, I think last chat, didn't this make people mad? Like, didn't they mix the last community event with even more like legacy stuff? Like, wasn't there legacy? I don't want to call it fluff, but wasn't there legacy items from the one prior? Also, shout out to but Bombs, after trolling me all stream, has become a member. Welcome to the club, brother. Thank you. But wow, I have Epic Games open and it just like spammed me. So yeah, if you're an artist, okay, so we have a new player here. Versiris, new player. This is a cool event. If you're an artist, by the way, if you love pixel art, make yourself known. Go to the official Discord and make a submission. Chat, are you excited about the community event right now? Do you care that's coming up? Is anyone going to submit anything? I'm super hoping that there's a bunch of new artists this time around. It's kind of like the same people. Not that that's bad, because they're, I mean, the ones who are around are good at what they do, but it, I mean, you know, you got Rogarth Red, Ubi, if Ubi does something, sometimes he says, so Ubi, like the main artist of Simple Moon, will say he won't do this, but then he does it. Then he submits something anyway. Krakatoa says, yes, I'm super stoked for some of the submissions. It's going to be wild. Dude, I just remember, was it Ramen or Duct Tape Man who made that freaking sword that Crazy Fire always brings up? The freaking the sword that just like just spun in circles. Cutie says, I'm excited for it. It's, oh, easy way to get Rogarth avatars. Yeah. Without a commission fee. But Bomb says Ubi has already submitted one. Oh God. All right. So this is what we're going to do. We did it last year. Yeah. Okay. It was Duct Tap. Someone called him Duct Tap in Global and I cannot drop it. But yeah. Duct Tap last year did a freaking, the worst sword I've ever seen in my life. Yeah. The Slasher. Fuck. Last year, what we did, we on stream, we went through all the submissions like a day away from the event going live. And I think we'll do that again. So I don't want to look at the submissions. Crazy Fi might do an article beforehand, but we're going to go over stream of all the submissions. Here are the event dates. So all the new players here, or maybe you just don't. Oh God, he's here. Duck Tap is here. The swordsman himself. But it starts 11 August. That's just around the corner, and ends September. It's a beefy event, and I'll probably wish it was over, because I'm someone, and I say this every time, I'm someone who cares about like a main aesthetic of a game. And Simple MMO, you're not going to get that because of all the different avatars, the various NPCs and the locations. Like they just clash. And that's the biggest thing for me. Like, I like Ubi's art because his art, it's kind of got like that pixelated Skyrim, Oblivion, Warcraft vibe to it with those armor sets and stuff. But like a lot of the art in this game, when especially when it comes to the event, it's like random twerking Santa bullshit. And I just can't. I'm not down. Hug says Duck made cool cameras. Yeah, I guess so. It will be fun cutie. Yeah, consistency. I'm looking for that, like, the consistency of the aesthetics of the game. Like, it needs a flow for me. But that, you know, I digress. All right, so let's move on. Let's go over the weekly guild stats real quick, and we'll roll into the reports. And when we have time left over, we can start roasting some people with the profile roast. All right, I should be able just to do this. Sweet. I'll make myself smaller. It makes sense. Small on the inside, you know. Okay, so this week, the shadows are coming. And this is regarding SIS, Step in Shadows, the newest contender on the Seasonal Guild leaderboards. And you'll see this coming up. But these are the guild stats that ran through 9 July and 16 July. Last week, we were like, who got knocked out rare tier on the Seasonal Guild leaderboard within Simple MMO? And it was freaking Manatee's Cove, which Manatee, he's the leader, and Ubi was the co-lead. So there was like this whole lore around it that we created, like, oh, and even Ubi on a coffee stream said, he was like, hey, this will get me more active. This is what we're going to do. We're going to rule this guild, right? But then Diablo 4 happened and they freaking abandoned their guild. And look at this. Manatee's Cove deleted. Not only did they get knocked off the leaderboards. Yes, Fairytale was one of them. Thank you, Bombs. But Manatee deleted his guild. And then he went to the freaking Merrymen, who are now winners, by the way. They're on top. So what a flex. Like, your guild, you abandon. It's like James MG all over again. You abandon your guild and then you go to something better. But yeah, so over here, newly active guilds, we have the Saints, Bardic Trope, SI, and then Stratton Oakmont. Okay, so all these names are pretty whack. But yeah, we lost Bangers and Mash. That's so unfortunate. And Pure Blood Mage Knights. Yeah, rip. And then, you know, you can read this on CouchGuy website, couchguypod.com. Crazyfy goes more in depth of, you know, the movements here. And you know, the departure of Manatee's Cove and the growth of Merrymen. And you know, this graphic right here shows it all. I mean, let's start with the PvP over here. We have Babel and Wolfblood, you know, I won't say neck and neck, but they're pretty much there, right? They're pretty much. Van Cruel says, Pison can't roast me. I'm already deep fried. I'm gonna roast you like a banana. And Forest is right behind Wolfblood. So there's still healthy competition going on in the top three. But then you have Rain Factory closing the gap in EXP, which we haven't seen from Rain Factory, Amelia, good on you, in quite a while. And then Merrymen, of course, this jump in EXP is huge and it paid out and, you know, it paid its dividends, if you know what I mean. You'll see here on the report. And then, yeah, Crimson Tower, you know, Caveman was saying we're going to get made fun of, but you're still top 10 PvP earning EXP, so good on you. Murder the Universe, I thought they were a dead guild. Every week, I'm surprised they're still around. Prosor still doing their thing. He's still doing, it's probably just Wobbly, right? It's probably just Wobbly. And then Golden Arrows, you know, just clean the windows, you know what I mean? But EXP over here, it's good to be an EXP guild. Look at freaking Step into Shadow. Look at the bar. 2.5 mil earned. And then Radiant Dawn right under them with 0.8. Not even, no one broke a mil this week. And then Step in Shadows blasts them out of the freaking water. I don't know if anyone from Step in Shadows is here. They kind of remind me of like Step in Chill, like SNC or some shit. But like, unreal. Just unreal the gains with this guild. But yeah, Radiant Dawn, TPC actually still showing life. Good on you, Loch Ness. I know pretty much you're doing here with your leadership. Engels Mod still alive, still healthy. We have Quantum Crew, the Titans, the Bear Tribe. I don't know who these guys are. Does anyone have intel on the Bear Tribe? That's the first time I've seen this name, but they're here now. And then Barely on the Board. Markenmond, which is part of Ingelsmond, and then Ornate Garden, and then Jaboko. Jaboko. I think they were there last week. I don't know. Yeah, Silver Wolf says Wobbly is a one cat stabbing machine. Babom says Wild Crazy Fine isn't here to eat his word, saying we wouldn't leave Legendary. I know, dude. Alucard says it ain't much. Alucard, do you feel threatened in your position as number one, as number uno 1L? Is that what they say? Lognus says free to play can't run 24/7 raid, sadly. Yeah, so okay, I wanted to bring this up before we hopped into the report. Now that seasonal guild leaderboards are in the game, I am hoping, you know, the fine tuning with the guild, like just guilds overall, I'm hoping there's more incentive. I'm hoping it's easier to run a guild. I'm not saying so that guilds who like have whales or who pay into the game heavily can just fly away with it, but I'm hoping like something is done with the power points, the gold requirements, the raids. Like if you're gonna put like a leaderboard system that's seasonal, that promotes competition, that, you know, competition that Alucard and all these, every guild here in the top 10 of PvP, PvE, top 25 guilds total, top 30 really, I'm hoping there's more incentive in that, you know, it's just slightly easier to do for the longevity of the game in the guilds and the guild members, because we see so many guilds like fly up and burn out. You know, they all become Icarus. So, and Alucard just said Babel just turned PvE today. So that's going to be interesting. Tio is here, also known as Toasted Oatmeal. Good to see you, Tio. YouTube mod in the flesh. But yeah, so that's the weekly guild stats. Again, you can check it out on our website. So now let's move on to the actual leaderboards. Let me unshare this because I don't want to spoil it. You know what I mean? I'm not zoomed in at all. Just not zoomed in. Okay. Wow. Can I zoom in just a little bit? I mean, that's fine for now. Yeah. So first and foremost, this part will be its own YouTube video. If you know the deal, YouTube gets its own selection. It's its own selected video for this from the stream. But this is the Seasonal Guild Leaderboards dashboard. This is provided by Yomu. So thank you to Yomu. Yomu, if you don't know, he's helping develop Idol MMO, which is everyone's new favorite game at the moment that they can't play. But he's one of the co-developers there. He also has the Simple MMO App Hub, which is, I use it personally for the global chat tool and also just emulating the mobile experience on the computer. It's awesome stuff. You can completely play the game differently in a better way with that app. And he's got different Patreon tiers, so if you're interested in supporting him even further, check it out. And once a month, we do a giveaway with Yomu's blessing that gives away time within his apps to get those Patreon tiers to try out for yourself. But yeah, this is our Seasonal Guild Leaderboard tracker, and we track this. We track the top 25 guilds within the Seasonal Guild Leaderboard by season. So since the start of spring 2023, and we track the total earned experience since the beginning of the season, and we capture the current movement from the past 7 days and within our various tiers here. So first off the bat, right off the jump, we have Celestial tier, okay? So Celestial, this is the top five, and this is where we have there's two exciting hotspots on the leaderboard right now. But here, you'll see it if you look closely at the number five spot. But number one, we have Babel. 218 mil EXP earned. That's a lot of EXP. Theron's here. What up, Theron? Good to see you, brother. Woof woof. Second place, we have Wolfblood with 183 million EXP earned, securing their second spot because we're running out of time. running on time here with a spring 2023 season. We have Force at number three with 176 mil. We have Rain Factory at number four, 76 mil. That gap between three and four is insane, but it's looking like, Amelia, I owe you a cup. I owe you a couch cat coffee mug. You've held Celestial this whole season. And then number five, the biggest shocker of all, moving three places up, the Merry Men of Simple and Mill. The Merry Men of Simple and Mill are an old guild. They're a legacy guild. They're one of the first guilds around. And Jimmy's leading the charge. He likes to eat faces. He said he would eat Alucard's face. Don't know if that's going to happen, but now he's in the same tier as Alucard with all of his friends, putting in work. The Merry Men of Simple and Mill, shout out to all of you. We made fun of you the whole season, and now here you are. You were barely on this. For one, you weren't even here for the full season, and now you're Celestial. You overtook Golden Arrows, and Golden Arrows, they were a strong contender. They used to be a super strong contender in Celestial. This season, they're barely holding on, and we all thought Heaven and Hell would, you know, kind of like pull the rug from them. No, Merry Men just kind of like shit on everyone and jump three spots, so. Pretty sick. That's Celestial tier. Amazing. Amazing work by everyone here. Yeah, everyone's showing some Merry Men love. So if you watch this VOD later, if you watch this video later, it's going wild. It's good to see that movement. Okay, let's move on. I think I have to zoom in even more. Yeah, here we go. Okay. Nope, that was not it. All right, so we're in Legendary tier. This is the 6th through 10th spot. Let's get that right there. Here you'll see that Golden Arrows has dropped out of Celestial tier for the first time in the season to number 6 with 48 mil EXP. You have Murder of the Universe holding strong at number 7 with 45 mil. Heaven and Hell dropped two locations because of Merryman's like violent jump. All these guilds shuffled downward. We call it decay. Guilds don't lose EXP, but that's what we term it, or that's what we coin the term. And Heaven and Hell decayed down to freaking 8. The 8th spot with 44 mil. The Knights Who Say Ye, so basically Wobbly Cat, number 9 with 40 mil. They moved up a spot, and Prostor barely holding on to Legendary with number 10 at 40 mil, which is still great. We're not hearing a lot coming out from Prostor, but they're still active. They're still doing their thing. But yeah, Legendary tier has just become that more, I would say, like, unstable. Can't confirm. Ben Kroll says can't confirm. Eating faces just Jimmy's way of showing affection. All right, Ben Kroll from Merry Men of Simple Mill. All right, so we're moving on to Epic. Epic here. This is the 11th through 15th spot, and we have still nothing changed. All right, nothing changed. I don't even want to read the EXP, but like still friendly, still number 11. The Crimson Tower held. So Caveman was all like, "Oh no, they're gonna make fun of me." You didn't go anywhere, bro. You're here. You're still number 12. Radiant Dawn, still holding strong. Gorilla Wizards, no surprise. They're just kind of floating there. And Friendly, too. So now there's two friendly just two friendly guilds. Yeah, I'm thinking it says it. I thought Friendly was in Legendary. I don't know. I have to look at that. But no movement here in Epic. Moving on to Elite, the 16th through 20 spot, we have one movement, and it's the Heroes and Cheese cult, but we'll get to that. Angles of Mods, number 16, the Titans still getting poached. I don't know. Is that still a question? You know what I mean? Is that still a question? Are they still getting poached? Any more bulletin drama, Amelia? The Peaceful Crusade still holding. We thought they would fall further from, you know, Grace, and Loch Ness has kind of like stemmed the bleeding right now. Ornate Greenhouse hasn't really done much this whole season. They're just kind of chilling. Mother Root, Father Canopy, anyone. What are you guys doing over there? I mean, good job, but what are you guys doing? And then Cheese Cult at number 20 has finally departed the ultra trash tier. And moved up one spot just to land in the last place of Elite. And Elite here, you know, they're not complete trash, but they're trash enough where, you know, if you were to go a tier up and look at Crimson Tower and you would like pat them on the back, but you know you didn't really like them, but you just want to show some type of like zero, like base level affection, then Elite tier is kind of like, you avoid them on the sidewalk. Like, you go to the across the side, the other sidewalk, and walk past them. Like, you don't want to be ultra mean to them, but you also don't want to like share their space. That's kind of like Elite, you know? Does that make sense? Welcome to Elite, Cheese Call. I'm not going to share a sidewalk with you. So Rare, this is like the trash of the trash, okay? This, if Crazy Five was here, he'd be like, ugh, it smells in here because we're in the trash here and everyone fucking smells like decaying fish and ZD. You know what I mean? Okay, real quick. Father Canopy is here, just doing what the guild was intended for. Didn't know we were supposed to do anything further. That's kind of fair, Canopy. I'm sorry. Tio says, Cheese Cult might go back to in trash tier soon, though. I don't know why I have this feeling. Tio just has feelings, everyone. And Babam says, more like poached, quote, please let them be petty enough to change guild name to that for next season. Will the Titans, there's drama around the Titans right now, the leader saying everyone's poaching from his guild. But yeah, would the Titans become the poached Titans? Ice Neo is here? Hold on. Hold on. Ice Neo is here. I will wait for the day that CCG is on leaderboards, but we all know that's going to take forever. Yeah, we're only going on the leaderboard if we do a retirement leaderboard. And we kind of like manually doctor it, so to speak, to make us number one. If you flip the leaderboards now, we'll be closer to the top. Tio says, same. Amelia looks weird. Sweet. Thank you, Tio, for your feelings. Silver Wolf says, some happy gossip. Wolf and Rain Factory are best buddies, allies now. Okay, let's not get ahead of ourselves. All right, let's get through the trash tier. So here's the second hotspot in the leaderboard, seasonal guild leaderboard I was mentioning or alluding to. Number 21. SIS, or Step Into Shadows. That's a pretty cool name, all right? It's a pretty cool name. They have jumped four positions, and they have created so much shuffling. They have forced so many guilds down. But yeah, Step Into Shadows came in, climbed four places. They are now holding the top of Rare. They've only been on the leaderboard, I think, like two weeks maybe, if they were even the last one. But yeah, they pushed Salt. Like, Salt Set fell out. They're here now, below Step Into Shadows. Friendly fell or decayed downwards. Dusk and Quantum Crew. No one was knocked out like last week when Manti Cove just kind of got like, you know, Fairy Tail went and then Manti Cove went. But everyone has decayed downward because Step Into Shadows, I think, was at the bottom. Yeah, I think they were 25. And then, yeah, so we'll see. We'll see who's next. We'll see if anyone else gets, you know, get kicked the frick out. You know what I mean? Do a reverse leaderboard. I believe in you. I know, dude. What's happened? What happened with everyone's chat? Everyone said their chat had a stroke. Can I close this poll now? I'm gonna close this poll. Server fail. Stream keeps lagging from time. Server live, server fail, server live. Mine was like, no more chat, retry. That's interesting. Yeah, that's on YouTube side. I don't know what that... At least it didn't blow up. but yeah, so for the YouTube folks, the Seasonal Guild Leaderboard, the 12th report, progress report, that ends here. But yeah, good on Step Into Shadows and Merryman of all guilds busted into Celestial and took out... Golden Arrows. It just blows my mind. Yeah, everyone had... Okay. Yeah, YouTube ran out of money to host? Yeah, I guess. I guess that's what happened. Okay. I thought Pison muted me? Yeah, so as soon as you become a member, we mute you. You pay to be muted. Venkruel says, the year is 2044. The game is effectively dead. Decide to log in for old time's sake. Check seasonal guild leaderboard and see CCG on leaderboard. You know, that gives me like a sad memory. Like, if you grew up playing RuneScape and then you left it, and then when RuneScape like changed internally, and you like finally remember your login and you check your friend list and it's all like code, because like if no one logged in to like claim their name or whatever, like your friend list just became like a stream of random like numbers for each name. Yeah, that sucked. When I did that, I was like, all my old friends were gone. Yeah. Dagon's here. Shout out to Dagon. YouTube mod. YouTube member. All around great dude. Doesn't stay long enough to watch us play BattleBit though. I don't understand that, Dagon. So now all that stuff's done. You guys want to do some roasts? Should I roast some people? How do you feel about this? I had the list ready. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna mute UTO. I have DD on here. Oh, what just happened? Krakatoa says $5 from Krak. Oh my god, thank you for the five. You didn't see this, but CXA Cyxa, dude, has earned over 70 mil guild EXP by himself this season. And I'm guessing that is that a Babel member? That's pretty insane. Roast Venkruel. Have you guys tried Exoprimal? Hell no, dude. That game looks like shit. Yeah, I can do Venkruel. Because on this list, I have DD, Sentinel, who doesn't even play the game anymore. The Andromedan Knight, which is, I think it's from Rain Factory, right, Amelia? Baphometsa. Manatee, who I don't... Cutie is on here, which I'm super scared about. Mr. Curb and Flubba. But Venkruel's here, right? I can do Venkruel. Tio, can Pison do a I compliment your profile? No, you actually have to pay for me to compliment your profile. Sorry. That's just like not going to happen. All right, let's do this thing. Venkruel, is your name Venkruel still? Do you change your name? Are you level one? This is not you, dude. I found this Venkruel in game, level one, online 1 year ago. This is not him. How do I find you, Ven? Wave to me. Not even your friend. Amelia, so Andromeda, okay, so I won't do it yet. Check the level leaderboard for best chance to find me. Are you kidding me, dude? You think I remember how to get the leaderboards? Oh, Merriman? Yeah, I can do that. There you are. Yeah, dude. How am I supposed to find your name with like special characters? Okay. All right. You're a weeb. This is a already a weeb alert. Cheap Hug says my profile is clean. I could find something. Okay. Yeah. Community tap. I don't actually play this game, guys. All right. So this is the beginning of the player roast. Right. I'll do like one or two, depending. This is all in good fun. It's super harsh when it. If it is, but it's in good fun, all right? So don't take anything seriously. It's all fun. But this is your warning, because there are role players, there are weebs, they're just like weirdos in this game. So if you stumble upon something that you don't agree with, just know I warned you, all right? This is my warning to you. I'm gonna make myself small. We're gonna zoom in. And chat, pay attention, because at the end of this roast, I will ask you out of 10 what you thought of their profile, okay? So, right off the bat, he's got, you know, or whatever, he, she, whatever. Venkruel has a very, like, chaotic, doom and gloom background image here. also has a very Dark Angel Reaper avatar here. It's good art, but very, I'm getting that weeb vibe, you know, maybe role player vibe. Wolfblood, can you confirm that they role play in your server? Thanks Silverwolf for, you know, uncovering that secret. They're a Merry Men, so not too terrible, but we all know who else is a Merry Men. Okay, so just put your gloves on. We're gonna go down here. High level is F right here. Okay, so grats on you. Motto, you fool, don't you understand? No one wishes to go on. Okay, yeah, this is a role player. All right, chat, this is a role player confirmed. Just, we're treading carefully here. All right, moving down to the showcase. Bootleg Void, hilarious. We have Kin Juice, which is like basically ordering like streamer juice or like bath water. So disgusting. We're at a 1 out of 10 right now. The game, haha, funny. The answer, great. Oh, he's got a book. I think I've read this. And then Hole Dwellers, The Reign of King Mike, which is like just kind of like lore-ish. I liked it. But yeah, Kin Juice. Yeah, doing great here already, bud. 1 out of 10. Awards, Bug Finder. You get this like level 1. Most excellent order of, no one cares. Giant Slayer, I think I got this at level 10. Decent HP, you know, very attainable. Bio, role playing. This is role playing. Moving on, they're in the Merry Men of Simple Mo, so probably role plays as a cannibal. Let's see your comments. Meow, meow, meow. Actually has Mike here. You're a meme, apparently. Are you freaking kidding me? Are you kidding me, Ben? I believe it, Ben, you set me up. All right, moving on. Still strong role playing, 1 out of 10. We're gonna move on to stats here. You know, whatever stats. 5 defense. So if Ice are still here, put them on your list. Your naughty list. Special attack, pretty insane. Reputation, pretty low for a whale. So I'm not surprised though. If you know Ven, you know, Chode. But moving on, no gold right now. Hold on. Let's just go to the bounties. Why do they not delete this from the game? 4 bounties, and this dude's over 130k in level. Seriously, why is bounties in the game? You know? That's all I really care about on stats, chat. And then what's your knight name? Something not dubious. Like Hajid. Or was it Dill? Who was that? I can't. Anyway, interaction. I've 2 years ago I've talked to Ven, and that's when I realized that he was a role player and I just ignored him. Equipment, mine's probably better. We don't need to go over equipment. Awards, again, you know, everyone's got this. We don't need to see that. Showcase up close and personal of why, you know, a strong 1 out of 10 is in his future, than Cruel. We're going to go back to profile. Chat, out of 10, what do you give this Ven Cruel's profile? I'm just going to say it now. I don't want to influence you, but easy. This is probably one of the easiest 1 out of 10s outside of a legacy profile that I could give. So, yeah, 1 out of 10, very strong one. Like, bursting out of my chest, my heart one. I don't know. I wanted to say something else, but I don't want to get demonetized. Ven Cruel gives himself a -5. Good on you. At least you're not a liar. Krakatoa says not enough customs, but yes, out of 10, Krakatoa, what does that mean? Storm says 11 out of 10, incorrect, but thank you, Storm. Thanks. Cutie says 5 out of 10. Babam says congrats him on 136k. Yeah, congrats, loser. Dagon says 6 out of 10. Caveman, 4.7. What a score. How do you come to 4.7, Caveman? Amelia says, like the background, the avatar, and the fact they got you with the comment, 10. All right, Amelia, you're uninvited for a coffee stream. Silver says 10 out of 10 for the people who still think that Scythe is in the dump. Darren says 7 out of 10, RP plus 2, 9 out of 10. You sick son of a... The Bomb says 0 out of 10. Krakatoa says probably a 4. Kevin says avatar and background match plus 1. Okay. Cheap Hugs says 7 out of 10 effort... put in on the roleplay aspect. Yeah, it wasn't as deep as it could be. Usually, role players, we see a bio that's like a Harry Potter book. TO, 10 out of 10 because legend, but a good 78, 79, 10. All right, sweet dude. That was completely wrong. All right, Van Krulma, add you to my list of profiles conquered. How's that? Why do I not know how to? There it is, strike through. All right, so Ven's done. I don't think anyone else on the list is here besides Cutie. Should we roast Cutie? Who wants to get roasted right now? I'll do one more. I hope chat didn't explode again. Silver Wolf. All right, I'll do Silver Wolf for tonight. That's what we'll do. Oh, God. I'll just go to... I have to zoom out. It's just too much for me. I'll go through Wolf Blood. Are we friends, Silver? Bro, where are you? Ah, there you are. 102k. I will request roast until Paizen reads my poem. Cutie, you're on the list. I'll get you next. Just get you. Check when this dirty, beautiful wolf joined the game. Yeah, like freaking yesterday. All right, here's the last roast of the night. It's Silver Wolf from Wolf Blood. Avid role player. I know this for a fact. I think the tattoos on his knuckles say role play. That's a good one. That's good. Wouldn't that be a cool shirt? Like a shirt with two fists, like you'd see like on a like a West Coast hardcore band that says role play. All right, so we got Silver Wolf, 102k, amazing. He's like been in the game for like a month. He's in Wolf Blood, so it's gonna be hard to grade him. I have a bias towards Wolf Blood, but I do know they role play, so it's maybe it'll be the easiest, another easy rose for me, you know what I mean? Let's move on. So, good avatar, good guild, but then you got this motto, and it's bred PvP and wolving. Not terrible. It could have been a lot worse. It could have been like Ben. Could have been like Ben, where he had, you know, some quote that was so obscure unless you were like, you read like German roleplay books. But awards, murderer, again, these are all low level awards here. I think the only one I really don't see often is Hitman and Death Delivered First Class. Those are definitely of the roleplay variety. I think to get Death Delivered, you have to, every time you PvP someone, you have to send them like a very sinister DM. You have to be like, gotcha. Nothing personal, kid. I think that's one of the unlock requirements, I'm pretty sure. Bio. Pretty simple bio. Did not expect this. I thought, you know, we were going with the whole, like, I'm a werewolf, bad boy, uwu. No, we have stats. We have wolf blood. More stats. We have goals. So 100k in 105 days. That's probably more than I'll ever get done in this game, personally. And then he's got his avatars. So yeah, that was thrown off. Was definitely expecting, you know, like a wolf, like a werewolf romance novel. Again, he's an officer. He's an officer in Wolfblood. He's probably going to have cool people all commenting on his profile. I mean, we have Theron here, probably one of the coolest people in the game. Moving on to stats. I mean, what is simple mode dead, dude? Okay, here we are. 5 defense. Ice Neo, add him to your list here. 15 rep. Bro, do you get do people just downvote you? There's no way, right? There's no way you just have 15 rep in this game. Chat, if you like silver and you've never given rep, go give him rep right now, because this is like this is lower than me. This is abysmal. That's okay. What the 569 bounties. Just remind me not to show silver's profile when we're making the argument to delete bounties from the game. Like, what the that's the most bounties I've ever seen, and it's disgusting. I literally want to puke right now. Yeah, it's only static. Wolfie. Okay, I gotta remember to look at the names of the knights, because some people are heathens. Interaction, yeah, don't talk to this guy, he's kind of creepy. Equipment, again, mine's probably better. Yeah, see, easily, I mean, barely. We don't need to look at equipment. Go into awards, board already, showcase, no show. Not even your avatars, dude. Just in your bio. Wow, what an excellent did you scrub this? Like, what the did you what is this, dude? I have to give you like a 5 out of 10, because I feel it's like so incomplete for like what you've accomplished in this game. That's like, it's like Alucard, right? Or like the top, let's just say like top BAers, right? It's like you go to his profile expecting like a fucking golden throne, and it's just like, yeah, bread, sword, wolf. Chat, I give it a 5 out of 10. What out of 10? Let's see what people got. Ben, you vote too soon, dude. Amelia's, oh, that's my dog. Amelia says 10,000 out of 10. Not correct. Ben says 9 out of 10. Would be shocked if they weren't rookie of the year. Well, those requirements are a little iffy, so we'll see. The bomb says negative rep from 3 Pete's. Kind of fair though, it be how it be. Oh yeah, silver's probably banging heads, right? Tio says red and fufu chan avatars plus 2, no ubi avat though. Yeah, unfortunate. Where are the scores? Dagon says 6 out of 10. Krakatoa says 3 out of 10. Storm says 10 out of 10 for the bounty completion. Storm stop. Tio says 6 out of 10, has real potential. Yeah, we can check again in a year, before the burnout, right? Silver, don't burn out. Cutie says surprisingly plain, 8 out of 10. Surprisingly plain, but then you give a high score. You're Cheap Hug says no showcase, 4 out of 10. That was a shocker. Caveman says 3.14 out of 10. All right, we're going pie. Darren says 10 out of 10. This dude is a real one. Yeah, Silver is a homie, but you can't let him being a homie affect your score for the profile. But Bomb says 10 out of 10 player, 10 out of 10 player, 4 out of 10 profile. See, that's pretty good. I like how you approach that. But yeah, Silver, love you, dude. But what you need to work more. I mean, you go to Theron, Days, they're all role-playing the fuck out of their profile. So you need to just go to ChatGPT, type in werewolf romance, and just like copy 3 paragraphs from that and put it in your bio. And I think you'll be worthy of like shitting on. Theron says, sure I can. I read that in your voice, Theron, because Theron always hangs out with us when we stream. All right. That'll do it for the roast. I'm going to add you to my master list. Silver Wolf, another one. You know what I mean? Do they still say that? Does Do they still say that in DJ Khaled songs? Another one? All right. That'll do it. That'll do it, brothers. Caveman. Pison is that third judge, Simon. Oh, from... is that show ending this year? Isn't it the last season of American Idol? Kyo says, I'm an RP master. Disgusting. Cutie says, your wife, you just said that rating profiles is Neopets level shit. Well, I'm not going to diss your wife because I respect you, but how could you let her say that? And then say it to me. You're supposed to protect me as a YouTube mod and member from that harm. Millie says, normal bites of dust. Yeah. All right. We made it. We made an hour of just me by myself. And all. Well, I guess I wasn't alone. You all helped me. I'll give you credit when credit's due. But it was a good night. First and foremost, thank you to all the new and OG. I guess you kind of, right now you're all OG YouTube members because there's like five of you. But thanks to all the YouTube members, first and foremost. Thanks to all the friends, all of you who stuck around for the roast, for all the topics here. I'm hoping to see you all during the coffee stream this Saturday at 8 a.m. US East. If not, check out the VOD if you've never seen one before. It's a very laid-back show. We'll try to get some... Ubi's going to be... If Ubi's there, we can try to get some Idol MMO stuff from him. We'll see. I don't know if Mike knows what NDA is, so we'll... we'll see what we can do. But yeah, that'll be it for the stream, team. If you are not a Discord member, definitely join. The link's down below. It's also in-game under the community tab. But we will be playing BattleBit Remastered. Again, I just want to hammer this. It's a fun game. It's $15. If you want to play with the Couch Guy crew, just all you got to do is show up. And we'll be hammering it out, so to speak. But yeah, until Thursday, keep on playing Simple ML. Don't quit, please. You're all vital to this game if you like it or not. All right, you're vital to the stream as well. But keep playing. Use Yomu's tool, Simple App Hub. If you do, it's the best way to play. Like the video if you haven't already. Remember to like it. Tell your friends to like it, by the way. We gotta boost the algorithm. But subscribe if you're new here, and head on over to couchguypod.com for more Simple ML content and Idol ML content. Also, I'm going to hit end stream right here. I have a support ticket in because some of you know when we hit end stream, it like brings us back. So stay here and let me know if I'm still live so I can send this to support and be like, I told you. All right. I mean, they're helping us out, but still, I need this proof. But yeah. All right. We're going to end it right now. I love you all. See you later.